Mama Dance the best. Good deeds are done, and with Hood Hood, it's fun. It's a month of blessings, I'm sure you'll get your share. So do good deeds and show that you care. Hood Hood, keeping you company this Ramadan on Radio with Durham.
Mommy, you know Zineera, she's so greedy. I had to wake her up with 2 loaves of bread this morning.
Hey, I'm sitting right here.
Okay, Mommy, bring the tractor. Let's feed her.
I won't say anything.
Yeah, you won't say anything, because your teeth are so crooked. Your words will come out perfect.
But Mumsy, Hood Hood is starting with me again.
Mommy, make sure Zineera fast today, because she needs to lose weight. Her aid, Abaya, isn't gonna
cook. Ugh, this child. Just wait till Abba comes.
Look who's talking about a belt. The same person who uses a hula hoop to roll her socks. And they squeak their ears of belt.
Hood Hood, if I stand up here...
If you stand and turn around, it will be broccoli seed already. And since you want to find me out, I'm gonna tell Abba you broke the bathroom scale.
I'm not gonna speak again.
Mommy, you know Zineera is so blonde. She put curtains on the computer because it has windows.
If someone is killed in Ramadan, do they go straight to Jannah? Maybe I should first roast them in pieces before they rest in peace. And I'm very hungry. I think I'll have roast bird in 8 pieces instead of 4. Where's my butcher's knife? My butterflies, Ramadan is not only a month of fasting with our body, but a time for fasting with our tongue too. For our tongue not to be fast, loose, and venomous. A Muslim is that person from whom others are safe from his tongue. Many times we assume our words are not hurtful because they just say, I'm joking. But in actual fact, they cause major hurt and problems. That's why Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhum had inscribed on his ring the words, the size of it is small, the damage it does is huge, within reference to our tongue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned something to the effect, whoever guarantees me 2 things, I guarantee him Jannah. And what are those 2 things? Safeguarding the tongue. Can you imagine the person who fasts the entire month and prays the entire night and gets nothing in return? Because they wash away all their good because of negligence of the tongue.